different things in a minute, but I like to stand when I open up reading the Word of God. I started that after I read in the Old Testament where they stood all day just listening to the scribe Ezra read the Word of God. They were so hungry. And in a lot of countries, they crowd into places, and they don't put chairs in there to get everybody in there just so they can hear the Word of God. But I want to open this up. I'm going to read out of Philippians 3:14. It's real short, but it's to the point. It says, I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made. You ever feel, I mean, you know, we don't all, there isn't anybody that's got it all together. The only one that had it all together was Jesus. But because of him, we can get it all together as we go on. But it says, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this. But I got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Now that was Paul saying, and the King James Version that we all know so well was, I press toward the mark of the high call in Christ. You know, it's not just that my goal is healing. It's not just that my goal is prosperity or peace. My goal is Jesus. And when I reach to the point that he is everything and fulfills and in and through me, all that other stuff he said, it'll just come to pass, because the word says what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. And too many times our goal is just this little short thing. Sure, it's important, but it's healing or it's it. My goal is Jesus. And when I'm going through things, when things haven't been quite easy for me this week, I get my mind on him. Focus on him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. All I got to do is believe. Amen. Whoo, isn't that good? Isn't that good? Then I got one more scripture. I told you, we've been sharing about the change that's been coming. Chairs are different. That's a small change. But we're going to be doing our offering different beginning today. The ushers will be coming forward at a certain time, and they're going to take up the offering. And I'm going to let you sit down and after I read this scripture, and we're going to start some music. And after you are finished, I don't have to tell you to stand and praise the Lord. You stand and praise the Lord with us, because I'm not going to stop. Because once we get started in our praise and the worship, I don't like to stop. Because I feel like we're going somewhere. Amen? We're not just singing songs. We're going somewhere. But I want to read this scripture and remind you of this scripture. I've heard this all my life. And it says this. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. I'm not under the curse if something were to happen and I can't tithe. But I tell you what, when I give, I'm allowing God's blessings, and I am trusting him. Jesus took the curse, but I'm allowing the blessings of God to come into my life. And I am saying, God, I am just trusting you. Here it is, because the blessings overpour in my life. Amen? All right, you're awfully quiet this morning. Bring them all to Jesus, that there may be food in my house. And try me. I think that's the only place that he ever says to try me, that he will pour out a blessing. He will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that it's going to be more than you can ever begin to think or imagine. Are you with me on this? All right. You may be seated. I'm going to pray over this. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that all of our needs are met, because you purchased it. This is your church. This is your ministry. And I thank you, Father God, each person given today, your blessings overflow overtake them, Father God, in a way that they're not even expecting it, Lord, because they're giving to keep your ministry going. And they're giving it, Father God, out of a heart of saying, here it is, Lord, take it, use it, and I thank you that I am blessed in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
Celebrate. He's alive.
Let the children sing the song of liberation. The God of our salvation set us free. Death, where is thy sting? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open. Come and see. He's alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen.
Let my heart sing out.
Let my heart sing out.
For Christ the one and only,
so powerful and holy,
rescued me. Death won't hurt me now.
Death won't hurt me.
Because
now,
he has redeemed me.
Has
no grave will no ever keep me, from my King. I'm alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen. Yes, I'm alive, alive, alive. Worthy is the one who was overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty.
Say worthy. Worthy of a praise. Worthy is the one who was overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty.
Say worthy.
Worthy of a praise.
He's worthy.
Worthy is the one who was overcome the grave. Let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty.
He's worthy. Worthy of a praise. Jesus is worthy.
Somebody to
praise, 'cause he is worthy.
Worthy is
he's worthy. He's worthy.
Worthy,
worthy, worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. He's alive. Say he's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive, praising glory to the Lamb. Yes, he's.
God, hallelujah. Had us running through the church on that one. Glory, hallelujah. Come on, give him the praise this morning. I know somebody'd rather be here this morning than anywhere else in the world, right, brother? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just pray for that passion to stir up on the inside of you this morning. Yeah. Rising up, yes, rising up. You're on the inside.
burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive, yeah. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive,
and you're never letting go. No, you never let us go. All right, now, come on, church.
Say, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised. Come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind. Come like you promised, come like you said.
Come like you said. Oh yes, hallelujah.
'Cause you're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive,
yeah.
You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive,
yeah.
You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside,
now. Say, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said,
come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind. Come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised,
you
come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said.
And I want to tell you something, church. When I read that scripture about moving forward, been a difficult week. Awesome camp. Children touched. The word of God planted in their lives. By Tuesday night, Pastor couldn't use his hand. His arm was throbbing. It was awful. Wednesday morning, he went to the doctor. Shortened the story. Blood clot from his elbow to under his armpit. And in the meantime, the same day, water line broke. Water line broke, no water. Took him to the doctor, went to Louisville, sent us back home, no bed. Put us on more blood thinners, recovering, more recovering. And you know, I remember, and then another water line broke yesterday. So here we turn the water off. I load up all my stuff again in my bathtub with water. And I had the one thought, it's too much. It's too much. But you know, Sherry Lawson called me Thursday morning and said, I had a vision when I was praying for y'all. Said, I saw you and Pastor. And said, You were in the middle and the entire church was surrounding you. And I mean, there was not any openings. It was surrounded. And the devil was on the outside and the demons were trying to get in. But she said the church was saying, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I was reminded of that and I said, God, you're right. I focus on you. There isn't anything, he said, that I can't handle with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you say, you know, pastors got it made. There are those days. But I tell you what, even in those days, I'd rather serve the Lord Jesus Christ because I know I'm coming out. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said.
Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said.
Come on. 'Cause you're on the inside,
burning like a fire. Burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Yeah. You're fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive.
And you're never letting go. No, you never let me go. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, give him the praise and the honor. Come on. I tell you what, church, we believe in the way and the truth and the life. And we need to make sure that our kids know what we believe. The Word of God. Amen. It may be this song that might get some child through something. They don't know, well, what do we believe at that church? Amen. Come on, guys.
Of Jesus, I believe that there's power in his name. I believe that he died to free us. I believe that he rose from the grave. I believe he was born of a virgin. I believe he was a sacrificial lamb. I believe he ascended to the Father. I believe that he's coming back again. I believe that God came to save us. I believe he was an ordinary man. I believe he left us with the Spirit. I believe he wants to fill every man. I believe his mercy every morning. I believe he's the Ancient of Days. I believe his thoughts are always on us. I believe he's forever the same. On this rock, he will build his church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock, we will make a stand. Will not prevail.
Yeah.
believe that we're different yet the same. I believe we're two or more are gathered. He's in the midst, he's taking away the shame. I believe we can say to the mountain, be rooted up and cast into the sea. I believe when we pray without doubting, the lame will walk and the blind are gonna see. On this rock, he will build his church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock, we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. On this rock, he will build this church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock, we will make a stand.
Come on now.
The gates of hell will not prevail.
Yeah.
I believe in the blood of Jesus.
I believe
the power. I believe he rose from the grave.
I believe
that he was born of a virgin.
I believe he was a sacrificial lamb.
I believe
that he ascended to the Father.
I believe
that he's coming back again.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Come on, church, worship and magnify him today. Oh, we just thank you for that anointing that destroys and breaks every bondage, every chain. Father God, I thank you for the name of Jesus, that there's power, that there's freedom in the name of Jesus. Amen.
There's an army rising up. There's an army.
every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling.
Say, Father God, I release this chain. In the name of Jesus, it can't stay on me. I remember a story I read one time about being set free. And there was a man that said he had this big old dog, had it chained with a very, very strong chain, and said he would place a big thing of meat just right where he couldn't reach it. And he did that day after day and day after day. And finally, one day, that dog got enough strength that he broke that chain and he got that meat. Now, I tell you what, you be like that old dog and you have that out in front of you, say, I'm getting there. That's mine, that's mine, that's mine. And in the name of Jesus, one day you'll say that and that chain will break and you'll be set free in the name of Jesus. Now, I know what I'm talking about. Amen?
There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power. Break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
You know, there's some of you, and I just feel like the Lord has given me these things. There's some of you that need to go home, because what's happened is there are chains that are wrapped around your house. For whatever reason, I don't know, but you know, whatever it is. And the Lord says you need to stand in front of your house. You need to get right in there and you need to say, in the name of Jesus, I release and I break the chains that are causing my family and my home to be in bondage. To whatever it is, I stand in front of my house as the father, as the mother, or as the head of this home, and I speak life and deliverance in the name of Jesus to my household. Now, church, you've not been aggressive enough. We are in a spiritual warfare. Jesus has done everything, but we got to take a stand. We got to stand and believe him to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Do that last song there as we worship God this morning and thank him for setting you free. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
No, isn't the name. That's the word.
Jesus beautiful. Son of God and one of us, lover of our souls, in the name of Jesus beautiful. Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all we need. Your name is all we need. In the name of Jesus, powerful. In the name of Jesus, powerful. Chains are broken when it's spoken. Every knee must bow in the name of Jesus, powerful. Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all they need. Your name is all we need. Eternal King, you reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all we need. Your name is all we need.
There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. But Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. Life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus,
Jesus. There is freedom in the name.
There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name. In the name, there is life in the name. There is no other name
but Jesus.
Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. There's strength in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name
but Jesus.
Church. Hallelujah. Sometimes daughters have to say enough is enough. Amen. Amen. Come on. Sometimes family, that's what you've got to say. You've got to say enough is enough. You've got to stand outside your house. Nobody has a right to do what they've done to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on now.
Miss Laverne, can I say something? I feel like this is for somebody. My husband and I have been watching a series called The Bible. And last night we got up to the part about the crucifixion. And you know, the disciples, all they saw was their beloved Jesus being beaten. And they saw the people shouting, they heard the people shouting, crucify him. And his mother saw her son being dragged through the street. And her heart was breaking. But the point I want to make is this. In on the show, Jesus saw what was yet to come. And it was for the joy that was set before him that he endured the cross. You see, he saw what was coming, and they didn't. And the reason he saw the resurrection. He saw the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts. He saw Peter walking through the streets and his shadow falling on people and them being healed. Jesus saw it. He was looking forward to it. But all they could see was their grief. And the reason I bring that out is this week I lost a good friend, somebody I taught with for about 10 or 12 years, worked closely with her, and the Lord showed, I had a dream. I had a dream the very night she died. I dreamed it, and it was happening while I dreamed it. How amazing is that? And in my dream, I was speaking in tongues and rebuking devils. But she died anyway. And I thought, Lord, I don't understand this. And last night when I was watching that movie, the Lord showed me something. Sometimes we don't see what he sees. Sometimes we just see the cross in the street, and we just see the blood, and we just see the agony. But he sees the other side. So what, you know that old saying, it's darkest before the dawn? Well, that was certainly true of the disciples. And the reason I say this, no matter what you're going through or what you might face this week, remember, Jesus already knows the outcome. And yesterday I was walking and praying, talking to the Lord about my friend and how I did, you know, and the Lord showed me that don't despair. I got it under control. I got it under control. So whatever it is, and I know this is for somebody in here, he's got it under control. Just saying, God's got this.
God's got this.
No matter what it is, you look at your situation and you say, God's got this.
I just think we need to honor him one more time, church, in this declaration of how great our God is. the splendor of the King. Clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wrapped himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God! How great is our God. Sing that again. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God. He's the name above all names.
And he's worthy of all our praise. And all will see
my heart will sing. How great is our God.
You can be seated.
I sought the Lord this week, and I know that he wants me to say this to you, so I'm going to. But I went to a little known book in the Bible called Nahum. We just don't read that one very often, do we? Three little chapters hidden in the middle of nowhere. And after singing that How Great is the Lord song, I just want to read this to you, and you're really going to like this, I promise you. It says, and my eyes are not working that great because I've been crying back there and I'm having a hard time reading, but I'm going to get it. It says, he rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry. I want y'all to be thinking about how great God is, okay? He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. That happened in the Bible many times. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. This is how great he is. Now listen to this. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. Now I got a message from you from the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. I sought him in prayer. Thus saith the Lord to everyone who can hear this. And he knoweth them that trust in him. He knoweth them that trust in him. The rocks are burned at his very presence. The rivers dry. He commands the seas. Who can stand in the fierceness of his indignation? And his wrath is reserved for the wicked. But he knoweth them that trust in him.
I got something I want to share. So I was sitting over here. I really believe the Lord. Let me get my water. I really believe that the Lord took me back in my life to a place in 1981. To a place and a time in 1981 when the enemy thought he had me. He pulled a little trick to destroy my kidneys. And it looked like he had succeeded. But God brought me through that, and I was able to come home from the hospital after a week or 10 days, something like that. But when I got home from the hospital, I didn't realize until I got home how devastated my body was. And, you know, the church was a year old. People were excited. But people were believing and trusting God. And my phone would ring and they would say, Pastor Jerry or Brother Jerry or whatever at that time, Brother Jerry, I'm home in the bed. I'm so sick and I can't go to work and I really need to go to work. Would you come and pray for me? And I'd say, I'll be right there. And Soul of Firm would help me get dressed and help me get out to the car and drive for me. And we went out to this house and went in the house and prayed for them. And the Spirit of God was there and the anointing of God was so strong. They were able to get up. They called us about an hour later and they said, you know, after you prayed and after you left, all of that went away from me. I'm on my way to work. And I'm on my way back home to go to bed. And I don't know how many times that happened, but every time we'd call, we'd go. And, you know, I had a question. God, how come that your power can flow through me like I am now and touch other people and lift them up, and yet I have to go back home and go to bed? And he reminded me, he said, "Do you remember what I showed you when you went to the hospital that I had delivered you from? That I have delivered you from it. Now your body's got to get back into normal."
That's right.
The kidneys were restored, but it took the body and the kidneys a while to find out they had to go to work again. But I never forgot how many times that we went out and laid hands on somebody and could barely...
And did church services.
Yeah, I did church services and prayed, but was barely able to touch anything with my hand because of the poison that had been in my body. And that's the situation this morning. I can barely touch anything with my hand. And no sudden moves or... Went to my class reunion last night and I walked in the door and I thought, oh boy. It just dawned on me that everybody's going to be running up and saying, "Hey, how are you?" And I can't do that. So I walked around a lot like this. "Hey, how you doing?" When they'd walk up, I'd put this arm around their shoulders and keep my hand behind my back. But I want you to know that just like 1981, I may not have recovered from the symptoms, but by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed.
Amen.
And the Lord, then I said, "Lord, Lord, you ask some difficult things sometime." And I don't know why it should be a difficult thing, but the devil says, "Yeah, you're going to do that." And you're standing up there, you can't even put any pressure on your hand, and you're going to do that? God told me, and Mackenzie and the praise and worship team, and Laverne, I want you to go back to break every chain.
Okay.
And I want you, if you need a chain broken, we're chained in the physical sometimes. We're chained in the spiritual, or there's just spiritual things we need to know. And we just can't break through to do them. And maybe there's mental chains, financial chains, family chains. But you know, we sung a song, "Break Every Chain," and then we sung, "There's power in the name of Jesus." Power in the name of Jesus. All we need is the name of Jesus. Now they're going to start the music again, and if you've got something in your life that needs to be dealt with, I want you to come here and let me lay my hand on your head and pray for you. And all I'm going to say is, "In the name of Jesus." Because that's all we need. The name of Jesus. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need? But we need to break those chains with the name of Jesus. And if you're going to just come up right along, kind of along a line across through here, give yourself enough room behind you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you don't come up here, you stretch forth your hand so that you can be able to minister in part to the ones that do come up. Thank you, Lord. And just worship the Lord now as we stand here together. In a straight line across. Just worship the Lord, church.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There is power.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Thank you, Lord.
Every
chain.
To break every chain. Break every chain.
Thank you, Lord.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
every chain, break every chain.
To help us with communion, if you would come forward, please. And y'all just keep playing that. And what we do, if you're new here, is we have some that get on this side in the aisle, some that get on this side, and you come forward. And these guys, some on this side and some on this side, will serve you the bread and serve you the juice in remembrance of what God has done for you.
Amen. And he has done great things for us.
Amen.
And just like Laverne was sharing earlier about the power in the name of Jesus and what Scott shared, that he is our stronghold, our fortress, all that was bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're celebrating this morning, what Jesus has done for us. And so as we come and we take the bread, and we remember that this was his body that was broken for us. As we take the juice, that's his blood that was spilled for us. And he said to his disciples, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. And so as families this morning, when we're together, we're not all sitting together. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. And bless your people now in this hour as we recognize the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom we owe our lives and to whom we are gratefully thankful. In his name, amen.
Miss Nursery, ages that go in with Miss Lori, ages 3 and down. And if you're between the ages of 4,